catch up on Kennedy Molloy anywhere. Almost as easy as finding your perfect match to your form preferences this spring carnival with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.
Buckle up, Australia. Here they come. Straight from a very long lunch. And frankly, this could go anywhere. This is Kennedy Molloy.
Yes, hello Australia and welcome to the big Thursday edition of Kennedy Molloy. Hello, Jane Kennedy.
Hi, Mickey Molloy.
Hello, Dangerous
G'day,
Dave.
Guys.
Here we are, the team's back together. Mm. Lots to get through today. A good apocalypse watch is about to come down the pike. We're going to talk about Karen from Brighton.
Oh, that's She's very upsetting
move.
News. She's yeah. on the move.
She's on the
Gosh.
Move.
From, what are we going to do?
Karen from Gold Coast, I believe, yeah. we'll be referring to her. Very soon.
We'll very get to interesting
bottom of
news.
That. We've got some world news.
Oh. Yeah.
World news from all around the world. I'll give you one example.
Okay, what
Solo Man's been arrested in Cambodia.
Oh, good for him.
Yeah, good for him.
It's always lovely to hear, isn't it?
That was bound to happen,
Solo
wasn't it?
Man.
All yeah. right. Well, I'm going to introduce who we've got, not right now, but hang about, to hear Jim Jefferies.
Oh, so good.
Catch
Jim,
up with him. We
big
love doing
news,
that.
Got married in Vegas over the
yeah.
weekend.
Yep.
Hey?
How's that?
Another I did not know that he... I knew he was engaged, but yeah. there you go. Another one bites the dust.
Another bucks party I didn't get invited yeah. to. Damn it.
Or didn't organise. Yeah.
Gone Wild, one of my favourite animal stories of the year. It's yep. our desk today. You don't
you
want to miss it.
You must listen.
It involves parrots.
Yeah.
Potty mouth parrots. We'll get to the bottom of that. We'll have retail news. IKEA are up to no good. Bunnings, well, they're in the good books. And we'll talk about more. We'll take
Lots
your calls.
Happening, yeah.
We'll take your tweets. So much to get through on this special day. You know what day it is
Why
today?
Why special day? Why is
it's
it special?
International Vegetarian Day. And can I just say, go and get stuffed, the lot of you.
That's not going to mean much to you because you don't really...
I don't understand these vegetables you talk of. I don't know what
no,
would they do.
We've got to get you into that. Well, yeah. Look, you know, I love vegetables and I can cook them. But I'm having a big Korean barbecue tonight
what?
For dinner.
For oh, World yeah. Vegetarian Day, you're having a Korean
yes.
barbecue. That's
yeah,
the right
I've
thing,
got I've got a lot of men
That'll
to
get them angry.
Oh yeah, we've got a bit of Scotch fillet going and some yeah. ribs and a bit of kimchi. Oh, there's your salad.
I think
it's kimchi. Yeah, kimchi.
So for anyone mm-hmm. wants to get involved in International Vegetarian Day, just get grumpy. Make sure your skin's pale.
Yep.
Just be generally sad with life. And you'll be right.
And get angry at other people who eat meat.
Oh, for no good. Start judging other people.
Everybody's
you know
a grown-up,
you know we're all going to be
you
vegetarians.
You,
you know that's
it's heading that way, isn't it?
Someone
yes.
said that yeah. in 20 years we're all...
yeah.
Well, it's going to be absurd. Our kids, when they have kids, they'll go, do you know in the olden days we used to eat have steaks?
My granddad
for
ate a steak.
yeah.
Whoa! Did he have a steak? Yep. And on one night he had three sausages. Oh,
tell us about sausages, Dad.
they'll be going to a museum and behind the glass will be a bucket of Kentucky. And what happened here? They put pieces of chicken in it. Oh, no.
A statue outside Bunnings with just where the sausages used to be cooked.
It's
not real.
Big sausage in a piece of bread.
Yep.
What is the world coming
sad.
To?
I don't know. What is happening.
If you can't.
Hey, great show last night on Front Bar 2. I enjoyed that.
Oh,
so
thank you. You're very kind.
It's getting to the pointy end, too, of all the
We have three more, I think.
Finals.
Oh, is that right?
Finals and then maybe a couple of cricket shows. But
awesome.
All good. Hey, shall we just get straight into it?
Yeah.
Let's come back and get the ball rolling with an apocalypse watch. There's a bit to get through.
Yeah, you bet. Big show ahead. Don't go anywhere.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
We interrupt this program.
My message is...
How dare you?
Apocalypse Watch!
This is not a test.
Kennedy Molloy's Apocalypse Watch.
Hopefully, very soon, this segment will be a thing of the past.
Yeah. Oh, yes. That'll be refreshing.
Tend to improve and numbers go down, even in Victoria.
Mm.
We can start looking forward and ahead to
a light,
post-COVID
yeah.
life or a COVID Christmas, as they
yeah.
say. And there's a bit of element of danger as we come out of this. I'm very nervous.
No.
I think you're nervous.
Well,
about
I'm nervous about a lot of things. Sorry, yep. Mickey. One of the things was I've just read in England that they've got the shutting hour of the pubs at 10 p.m., right,
yep.
in London. people are spilling out of the pubs into the streets and just shoulder to shoulder, no masks. And in Scotland, the same thing's happening. They're absolutely terrified they're going to get the second wave.
Yeah, well,
they're having a bad time there.
And that's now, a curfew. The 10 o'clock is a curfew, which has just been introduced, which is why they're all spilling out onto the streets.
Right.
That's true. And they're very worried too about people gathering in homes, which has been a problem in Australia.
It has indeed. Here's the one, the big one for me, and they're starting to talk it up, which is the idea of quarantining at home is about to become a thing. So up until now, we quarantine in a hotel. There's when it's done
you're
properly,
you're supposed
Victoria,
to have guards, yeah.
When you've got properly trained people, you know where they are 24 hours a day.
So there's people coming from overseas into Australia.
So what they're going to do is do it at home now. So instead of going to a quarantine hotel, you go, well, here's the Prime Minister. He's going, this is the way he thinks it should head.
Now, I think home quarantine can play a role in the future. And it's something that is being considered by the AHPPC. And particularly as we sort of move beyond the phase we're in now.
Wow.
Okay, well, if you're Tom Hanks or Daddy Minogue or Nicole Kidman, that'll work pretty well because you have a big place and you're sort of self-quarantine, in a compound. Mm. But for regular people who just go to their homes, how is that going to be? I hate to use the word policed, but what do they do?
Well, it needs to be policed because half of the cases that came in Victoria were people who weren't home. Yeah. Remember they sent the police around to check on people home quarantining. 30% of them weren't there.
No. That's right.
So not to be found.
How the hell? But when you've got a population of 5 million and apparently one household can bring the whole house of cards down, you going to make sure that everyone at home.
You can't trust people. That's the problem.
Well,
you can. Look, people have done the right thing, but there's a few that have been idiotic about it.
But it takes one. That's what we're talking about. Like, 90% of the public can do the right thing, and then one family in one suburb can ruin it for everybody.
So how are they going to control? Are you saying it's ankle bracelets?
I'm saying I think it should be ankle bracelets. If you want to do it at home, then.
Sounds so frightening.
Yeah, but you know what? It's just sorry.
Well, that could be a wristband.
We need to
14 days.
A headband.
But one of those anklets they make prisoners wear when you're on home detention, so we know that you
can track you
are at home.
Yeah.
Which doesn't solve the problem of, well, doesn't stop your 15 of your dopey mates.
Coming over at the same time.
That's true.
But what's their plan? Their plan, and you.
Their plan is, their plan is that you do a selfie and you send it to the corrections facility, whoever's in charge.
So they can ring you at any time and say, send me a
Take
selfie
Take a selfie
now.
Right now. Now, when you first hear that, you go, well, you can just pretend you'll be in a mate's house and pretend it's you're done, you know, the back of your wall. I've just explaining that if you take a selfie and it sends to someone, you can find out exactly where that person is. Now, a lot of people didn't know this, and you can track this. If you go into photos and you click on it, it will tell you, of course, the time and the place that you've had the photo taken. And it can also pinpoint exactly where you are. So, and this is on everyone's apps.
You're telling me that when I send a dick pic, people know exactly where I am.
Nick.
On the maps.
Maps. So people know this. Tech people. James, is James talking to someone? I want to know whether James can back me up on this.
He's probably talking to a nerd. he's probably on a conference call with eight nerds.
But it is true. If people, you just Google it. You go into your photos app and click on a photo from about 7 years ago.
Okay, now the government, who don't have a good track record on the phone, by the way, how's that tracing app working for you?
Yeah, I know.
Didn't get a single person.
So the new plan is send us a selfie.
Yes.
Now it's like we're all on Instagram.
This is if people can actually get back to Australia. So this is another big issue. All these people who are stuck overseas. They're coming from the UK and from Europe.
They're coming from Mumbai.
But they need to be in some way. You can't just strand Australians overseas as well, which they've done. They've left people, honestly, there's a woman I heard the other day, her 21-year-old son has no money, nowhere to stay. What do you do? There's no flights putting anyone in Australia on. So this is probably all pie in the sky stuff.
Well, and what about I would say we're trusting all these companies who we don't trust. The people we don't trust the most in the world are hot IT companies like Google.
Correct.
Like right. Facebook.
Yes, we're trusting them.
And Apple. Yeah. And now it's all in their hands, is it?
Yeah, it is.
So they get to know where we are all the time and what we're doing. So in the end, we're giving them more data.
I'm so nervous. We've got to get to Christmas, everybody.
Yes. When we get back, we're going to speak to someone who's more disgruntled than you, Jane Kennedy.
Oh, really?
And that's Karen from Brighton.
Ooh.
Who's a little pissy, I have to say.
Well, she's packing up and moving, apparently.
She's packing up and moving. She's taking her VB with her. We will get onto her on the other side of this.
This is Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy. Kennedy Molloy.
Jim Jefferies, he's going to join us in about half an hour from now. You're listening to Kennedy Molloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Molloy.
We're talking about home quarantining versus hotel quarantining. Can you trust people? Do they wear an anklet like they make prisoners wear for home detention? You've got to take selfies. Peter's on the line. Peter, you've got an idea for home detention. What is it?
Mate, unbeknown to yourself, Mick, you had the answer all the time, mate. Cowbell. Put a cowbell around there.
Like goats.
Not a bad idea.
Everyone in quarantine has to wear a cowbell. And if you hear the cowbell coming, you go, hey.
Hang on a minute.
Oi, you.
Correct, mate.
Ah, oh, mate, give him a slab.
Case of Brick Lane coming your way, mate, which is available from Dan Murphy's. We'll get you the draft, which you're going to love, Peter. Good on you, buddy.
Enjoy it.
Good on you, mate.
Yeah, good on you.
It's a good call. A cowbell is
like
what
that.
You want.
Always thinking our audience, aren't they?
So, Jane, a friend of ours, a friend of the show, is cut up rough.
Yeah.
She's very upset. This is Karen from Brighton.
Yeah.
Well, disappointingly, it hit the papers today that Karen is sick of it being in Victoria and Melbourne in particular in lockdown.
Right.
And she's getting out. She's leaving.
Right. How do you know this?
Well, this is how she announced it on Instagram.
So I'm leaving on a jet plane. I don't think that I'll be back again. But Dan is just so full of shit. I mean, seriously now, he's just taking the piss. I'm over. I'm done. I'm out. Cheers, Victoria.
You can hear a neck in the VB.
She's necked a VB. I've got to say, I'm quite attracted to a woman who can neck a VB.
Sure.
But that's outrageous.
Exactly. Exactly.
I think she's on the line now.
I believe she
is.
Is
she?
Yes, she is.
Hang on. Here we go.
Yep.
Karen from Brighton.
Oh, hang on.
Karen.
You're drinking now.
What are you doing? You can't scull
it. Michael, I'm having the VB. Just the salute.
Well, we'll have to get you a Darwin stubby. They're even bigger and they're better. Where are you going? You're leaving Victoria. What are you going to do? We need to get to the bottom of it.
I'm going to the Goldie.
Okay.
Right. What are you going to do up there?
We've got a lot of property up there.
Yes.
My father is a property tycoon. Pokey's king, Bruce Matheson. And he's prolific around the country, actually. So I'm going to be doing it in 5-star. Now, the first thing I have to do, though, is go to quarantine.
Right, you're going to quarantine. So where are you going to do that? Are you going to go to a hotel? Well, not at home. No, you don't do it at home. You've got to go to a hotel.
Well, I did. I mean, Tom Hanks can do it, and I would have thought now with my profile that I might have had a better chance of being able to do it. But then, no. I'm going to the Howard Springs Quarantine Hotel in Darwin.
Okay. Gosh. I'm going to...
Which I cannot wait. It's going to be fantastic. I'll be just slugging away on the beer there.
I'm going to have to stop you right there.
What do you mean?
You need to know and understand this because I have researched this myself.
What's that?
If you quarantine in Darwin at that particular establishment, it's there's no alcohol.
Oh. Karen?
Hang on a minute.
Karen, are you there?
Well, she's drinking again.
You're joking, aren't you?
I'm not joking. I know, it's almost un-Australian. It's very un-territorian.
I've had it up to Pussy's Bow.
Have you?
I have been in bloody lockdown Melbourne, thanks Dictator Dan. That's why I'm getting out. And I thought, well, hooray for me. I'm going to be up in Darwin living the life before I go to the Goldie.
No, give it a miss. Okay, straight to the Goldie, get a good hotel room. I reckon you can see some damage to the minibar.
Yep.
I'll just live it up on the plane and just won't home.
Give the host the Pink Flamingo.
Give the hosties a run for their money. Bye now. Yes. Must go.
Go to the Pink Flamingo. You must go to the Pink.
Oh, I'll go as long as I can see Eddie McGuire.
He'll, right. He'll be there.
I know Eddie. Cruises. I know him. I'll see him there.
Thank you, Karen. There she goes, Karen from Brighton.
Does indeed.
Enjoy your time.
Hey, we're going to go to a break. When we come back, we'll have a look at what we're going to do.
Yeah, okay, well said.
A drive home that's pretty loose. This is Kennedy Malloy.
We're celebrating Australian music on the M's.
But why are we doing Rocktober?
Well, okay, I don't. I'm not in the programming department.
We are a rock station and we
own it. Why isn't
it
Rocktober?
Why isn't it Rocktober?
All right, it's Kennedy Malloy's Rocktober.
That's right.
Okay, we're just putting a stamp on it. Now we own the trademark. Bang. Done.
Get me a meeting.
Okay.
Get me a meeting with the big brass.
What have to do with it?
Okay. Ridiculous.
I should be signing my checks Rocktober.
Yes.
The third Rocktober.
Mickey. Rocktober.
Trendy. All right, hey guys. This, now you've set the ball rolling, Jane Kennedy,
have
on
I?
The show yesterday when you announced that Bunnings had brought back the sausage sizzle.
Mm,
great
that's
signs,
true.
And it got us thinking about what all the retail outlets are up to and what you can get. And we'll do a little roundup for you.
We have. I found something incredible.
What have you got? What have you got?
Oh, this is from IKEA. Now, anybody who shops at IKEA, and I believe Mick, you've never been inside.
Never darkened the doorstep.
I can't believe that.
Again, he hasn't been to Aldi or an IKEA.
I haven't.
Everybody else in the world.
I told you that. I went to Aldi.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You
didn't
realise. You were bewildered.
Didn't realise there was no one packing your bags.
That's right.
Everything flew off onto the ground.
Did I get trapped?
Oh, yeah. You
did.
Stink eye.
All right. So this is what IKEA are putting forward. You know the big blue bags with the yellow handles that you can take away with you? Yeah, the tarp material, the shiny blue material.
Yeah.
You can now get something, and it's only $3.50. It's called the Norva, spelt K-N-O-R-V-A. They've made them into bucket hats.
What?
Yes. You can get your own IKEA bucket hat, and it is the material from the blue bags with IKEA around the band, and they are saying
these? Who's going to wear them?
I'll tell you who's going to wear them. Who? I've really had a think about this.
Right.
And it's going to be difficult in these COVID times, but I'd say people off their face at festivals.
you're right, actually. You're absolutely right. Because they'd be weatherproof. They'd be waterproof, wouldn't
they? Yes, they're waterproof.
Yeah.
And so under any conditions.
They get very
and you'd
hot,
look
though.
Like a damn goose if you're wearing them. But it is iconic and people are going, I swear to God, they're going to sell out.
Yeah.
Yes, a bucket hat.
Do you know who should wear at least a bucket hat?
Mm.
KFC. The KFC bucket.
You know what they
hat.
Should.
Yeah. You eat the chicken
in
out
the,
of it.
In the yes.
And then you pop the bucket on your head.
Well, we know they already have the bucket, but why don't you make it more fashionable and make it in fabric?
Some few material.
Yeah.
You know, it could be made out of the moist towelette. Oh, sorry, I said the word moist. I shouldn't do that on this show.
Wow. Hey, why is IKEA releasing a hat?
Because it's got nothing else to do except make billions of dollars.
Yeah, people are buying, aren't they?
It's just doing, yeah.
Are you going to get one?
I think I will.
I want you to wear. I want everyone on there to
I am never going to be.
IKEA
I'm
hat.
Really. Jane? Well, let's do a group Zoom selfie.
Suit you too, I reckon, Jane. Bucket hat. I've never seen
I'm
you wear
sure
a hat.
It would.
A bucket hat. If it was a nice
hat,
if,
I wear.
If it doubled as a nice bucket, should be in.
I wear hat. I beg your pardon.
I've never seen you wear a hat.
I've got a straw cowboy hat. I wear a beret.
You wear
a beret for my birthday out. Yeah, I do.
I've got a boater. I wear a boater. A boater occasionally.
Do you go to a private Sydney boys' school?
I wear a blazer. Wear a blazer. And I have a cane.
I don't think I've ever seen you wear a hat either.
Sitting in the boudoir.
I pretend I'm in an a cappella group. What's wrong with the boater? The boater should come back.
Oh, there
the boater's embarrassing. Embarrassing on all levels. And they've tried, the fashion world tried to bring them back for the races last year.
I'll bring the boater back.
And they look idiotic.
I'll bring the boater back.
Hello, my sunshine. Hello,
Elton
my
John,
baby.
I'm still standing. He's the last person that wore a boater hat that looked
correct.
Right.
Who?
Elton.
Elton John.
I'm still standing. He had the boater hat.
He had the boater hat.
You don't
maybe you're right.
Stay away. Don't be stupid. All right, now another
the
news.
With corks attached to it. Like it's an Aussie,
like
Aussie
a swag.
The Aussie boater.
Yeah.
No, you're confusing
no one
cares.
Your
hat.
No one cares about my ideas.
I'm going to now talk about a concept that it's International Coffee Day, by the way.
Whatever.
It's always coffee day.
Yeah.
But here's some tea news.
Hello.
Would you like a cup of satanic chamomile? Because you can now get it. It's called Satanic Chamomile. Now, this is pretty desperate in my view, but this is a marketing ploy to get people to try this new tea. And he's decided to come up with some crazy concepts.
His idea is that it's tea is daggy and it's old school and it's upper crust. He wants it to be sexy, dirty, mainstream.
Hip-hop.
So he's trying to sexy
up. Yeah, because you get Lady Grey or Earl Grey. They're a bit posh, aren't they?
He's sexing it up with different names. What are the names you've got there, Joan?
I'm just looking at the names.
Lucifer's something or other.
Satan Slumber.
Oh, yeah.
And Throat of Lucifer.
With two, please, and a bicky.
Seriously, I'm not buying it.
What about 50 Shades of Earl Grey?
I like it.
Would that be a good
one? Well, in one of those.
I like that.
English Boob Fest instead of English Breakfast.
English Boob Fest.
Lap Dance Soo Chong. Or lap dance pool bong.
Stop it.
Yes, Holly Mae, what are you doing? I'm jiggling my lap dance pool bong.
Do you know what? That's actually genius. Market those. Trademark them.
What would you like to call a tea? That's a good idea. Because I tell you what, we'll do a limited release tea run.
Okay, that's a good idea.
Kennedy Malloy's range of teas.
Are they herbal as well?
We'll have.
Don't worry. We'll have Kennedy Malloy's special herbal.
And how do you have it? Do you a tea drinker?
Yes.
What's the art to a good tea? What's the art to?
I am literally a Lipton's tea bag with a splash of milk.
Are you a jiggler or a dangler?
How dare you?
Don't answer that. That's private. Personal,
Dave. I'd like to know.
Do you know what they should do? Why don't they release a tea bag with sugar already in it?
That's a good idea.
Here's your powdered milk. Here you go. Here's your white with two.
That's not bad.
Here's your white with one. Here's your white with whatever.
That's pretty good. I'm sure they have. Let's Google that. Right. But people might have other ideas of what. Well, if you had a tea.
Yeah.
If you were going to release a tea, sex it up. Mm. Hot it up. It can't just be.
Past
you know,
the English Boob Fest.
Don't mind.
It's like English breakfast.
Yeah.
We get it. We get it.
Yeah.
1-3-3-5-3, give us a call.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Tim Jeffrey's coming up soon, by the way.
Jane's found a very interesting tea company. They're trying to make tea sexy. They're sick of the high tea at the Dorchester kind of vibe. They want to create something.
I think it's a bit daggy and a bit
cooler
sort
for the kids. Mm. What are the names that they've got there?
Oh, the names.
Yeah, that they're coming up with.
Yeah.
Satan's Throat, something like that.
I don't think that was it. I think it was Lucifer's.
Sorry, I'm just getting the story up because I had something else to do. Hang on, let me see.
Yeah, okay, so someone's looking at the Dan Murphy's wine list again.
I'm not.
Hey, we're talking about hats before. Did you want to go to Ben first?
Oh, let's go to Ben. All right, yeah, sure. Jane gets us just
together. I've got it up.
We'll go to these first. This will be fun.
Hey, Ben.
Hey, Dangerous Mick and Jane.
What's your point? Hello. You're not ringing about the tea at all.
No. This is previous to what you're talking about, boater hats and whatever not.
The boater. Yeah. I was thinking of bringing it back and then I got shouted down.
Yeah, but I'm pretty sure one of the greatest rock and roll musicians to ever live, Bon Scott,
he wore
one
a boater
in show business.
Yes, but he was sending it up.
He was using it ironically, Jane,
and it worked.
Yeah, it was ironically.
It worked.
He was pretending to be a toff.
I don't care. If I see Iggy Pop in a boater, I'm happy to acknowledge that it's Iggy Pop. Hey, Ben, that's a slab for you.
Oh, Case of Brick Lane coming your way. The draft.
You're very lucky.
The draft.
We go to Steve? Now, Mick, you say you don't wear hats.
Dave said you've never seen
Mick in a hat.
Never.
Oh, well, let's just go to Steve. Shall we? Hello, Steve. How are you going?
Good, guys. How are you? I just wanted to remind Dangerous Dave that Mickey wore a hat in his big role in Ride Like a Girl.
Oh, he did too.
You did too. You're a
really
bookie.
Sort of look really stupid.
No, not what a bookie were you?
Shut up,
a trainer. A really dodgy trainer.
I was a dodgy trainer and I owned the
screen. And he had a sneaky old hat on.
Mm. My Peaky Blinder. I look like the lead guy.
No,
Peaky
don't
Blinder.
Flatter yourself. You look nothing like the guy from Peaky Blinder.
I look more like an evil
he's gonna
Peter
be the
Moody.
New, he's going to be the new James Bond, by the way.
I could be a good James Bond.
villain.
No. Right. One of the early characters that gets
Give
murdered.
Give him a slab, Dave.
Oh, in case of Brick Lane coming to you, Steve, too, mate. The Draft. It's new and you're going to love it.
Okay, now I have. Thank you very much. We're talking about the tea before, and yes, I found it.
Good.
I mean, I'm lucky I'm the one that reads all these.
Yeah,
hang
go.
On.
Sorry, I was just.
I'm lucky I read all these stories all too. Right, by the way, you just at the flick of a switch.
Well,
quick.
Done.
What are the names?
Yeah.
Satan's Slumber.
Yeah.
Satan's Slumber. That's what I said.
And Throat of Lucifer.
Throat I said, of Lucifer.
I said Satan's Throat. Which
that's
makes
not,
no
doesn't
sense.
Even rhyme. Or something.
Oh, I've got you another one for you.
Oh yeah.
Is it better than English Boob Fest?
Which oh, well, like, you, which be, like you be the judge.
English breakfast.
We get it.
It's not your best work.
Okay, you ready for mine?
Lap dance, Su Chong. Go.
Mine is this. Ooh, long.
Okay, now I've missed a meeting. I have seriously missed a meeting.
No, you get it, don't you? Oolong tea. But it's the way you say it. Okay, we better go to callers.
Yeah, Heath's on the line.
It's just got to call.
That's got to be a highlight, surely.
Heath.
Okay.
I'll have an oolong.
I'm not really sure how I follow that.
Hey, do you get it?
I'm going to go with ginseng and Earl Grey. You see, and I know it, you'd say that, but I'm going to go with a G&T.
Oh, that's great.
A G&T. Oh,
I love it. I love that, Heath.
You could have it on the rocks. Nice. What you could do is you could have fake ice cubes that aren't really ice, and you put them in your tea.
In a glass.
Oh, no,
cup.
You have iced tea. Now it's iced tea. Now it's an iced tea.
It's iced tea. Iced G&T. Oh, but it needs alcohol in it.
Well, lots of
alcohol. Oh, that's just me.
I don't have lots of alcohol in it. Don't you worry about that. You'll be drinking it out of a coconut by the time we're finished. Heath, okay. Good job. Well done. Mark's
Thank
on the
you.
Line. Mark, this is a good one. I
oh,
think
my
this,
God.
This could really bring it roaring into
I'm
the
Mickey
game.
Mickey all over this
what
one.
Is it?
Oh, my God.
Hey, guys. Mickey, this one is right up your alley.
Yes.
T-bone.
Oh, and it's flavoured like a T-bone.
Like Absolutely. A T-bone steak.
So you see,
no sugar in it. No sugar in it. Bit of Worcestershire sauce. Bit of chili sauce. We're done.
Hang
no
on.
Vegetables.
Some, and a sprinkle of sea salt and some a crack of black pepper.
You're a genius.
So, but now what you do is you have your T-bone. You go, anyone who likes T-bone tea? And then you dunk it. You say, how would you like it? They go, well done. So you dunk it three times.
our producer, James, has just suggested, isn't that just... beef stock, and Whitney said, isn't that bone broth?
Yeah.
Okay, they're both sacked.
It's a better name, T-bone.
How do you have your T-bone?
And especially on World Vegetarian Day, Mick.
Yeah. Rare is one dunk.
And
well done is
medium.
I'm
loving that.
I'm writing this down.
I'm absolutely loving that, Mark. That's brilliant.
All right, who's next? Rob.
Hello, Rob.
Yeah, hi, guys. How are you?
What's your big T idea to drag them into the sexy lane?
We need a single dunk Earl Grey.
Oh, my God.
Single now you
dunk
have to,
Earl Grey.
It's one dunk. That's it.
Please
one dunk,
explain.
It appeals to the aristocracy and the private school graduates that are out on muck-up day.
Well done, because it just takes too long to get the full flavour. Is that what you're suggesting?
Does. How it does it work? Is it fast release or something? Or has it got really big holes in the tea
I've
bag?
Said do not. Just be very careful when you talk things like that.
What are you talking about, Rob?
They've obviously got to do something with the paper and the milk and the sugar, chuck it all in together. And I mean, everyone knows if you put tea bags in hot milk, it won't infuse.
So the idea is very underdeveloped at this stage, Ron, but that's okay. Still, we like it
a single
as a
dunk.
Concept.
I'm up for a single dunk, being naturally right. lazy.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Shannon. Shannon, what's yours? Come on.
Oh, Mick Jane, Dangerous, how are we
Yeah,
all?
We're good. Yeah. We're good. What's your idea?
I'm surprised this isn't on the market already with the way Gwyneth Paltrow likes to flog off body parts and pollute it to the world.
Yeah, what do you got?
So I'm thinking a tea of whatever nature as I don't drink it, and she just calls it Essence to Gwyneth.
Okay.
Oh, dear.
So we're not in the candle terrain, are we?
That's the only thing I can think of.
That's going to be a very minty.
I don't like the aroma coming from that cup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Do you want
I don't
a dunk?
Know if I'm
I
into that.
So.
That's a few dunks.
I don't think so. Arrowroot? No.
How dare you?
not today, thanks. I might pass.
I'm
go
full,
international
thanks.
Roast.
I've had my
fill. Sean, you've got one.
Sean, let's bring a bit of decorum back to this show.
Yeah, for sure.
What's
I'm thinking.
Yours?
I'm thinking lemon and ginger minge.
Okay. You've got to go. Segment's
over. Can we dump? Can we dump that is
no, too late. It's gone away.
You got a slab, but you're off here.
A drive home that's always surprising. This is Kennedy Malloy. Strap yourself in, people. Here comes the big second hour of Kennedy Malloy.
And coming up in the big second hour, Gone Wild is up and running. You want to get involved in this.
It's one of our best ever, I have to say.
It's a good story based around potty mouth parrots.
Yeah.
Can't get better than that.
Right. Yeah. What else,
excellent
Jen?
News. Well, we're speaking to one of the best in the world, Jim Jeffries, who is a regular and a friend of ours who has just got married, by the way. So we want to congratulate him and find out what he's been up to in LA.
Changed a bit since he got married.
Do you think? No, Jim's never. He's never going to change.
Conservative?
Let's find out when we chat to him.
We'll take your calls. We'll take your tweets. So much to get through in this hour. You've just sent me a picture. It's just blowing my mind.
Yeah, Eddie McGuire sent this picture to me. Well, I think it was Eddie, was it? Or Santa?
Yeah, Eddie sent it, yeah.
Yeah. So it's a work experience kid. In 1990, worked with all of us.
So this is a Triple
Radio.
There's this Kevin Hillier is in it, and the D-Gen are in it, and Eddie McGuire's in it. And I have to say, I'm a daggier collection of boys. I have never seen.
Well, I'm clearly the coolest person in this photo.
You are clearly cool and very beautiful, and you have stood the test of time.
Absolutely.
The boys.
And so have you.
The boys are letting the team down big time. What a ridiculous bunch. Well, lucky we're all funny because we have nothing.
But that's all women want, mate. That's all what women want. You are funny, lovely boys. And I tell you, it's.
What we might do is actually tweet out the photo so you can check that out because that's a very good
photo.
Will
we? Yeah, why don't we?
And there's a poor young work experience kid doesn't know what he's into there.
He's never been seen again.
That's right. All right, Jim Jeffries to join us next. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
And joining us now from Los Angeles, California, it's Jim Jeffries on Kennedy Malloy.
Hello, Jim, and congratulations are in order.
Oh, thank you.
Was this a shotgun wedding? What happened?
Do they still have those?
Yeah, I think we'll find out in about 9 months if it was a shotgun wedding. But it was a beautiful wedding. Because of COVID, we didn't have to invite anyone. We just had like 8 friends.
that would have suited you, surely.
I've only got 8 friends, and one of them is my son and my ex, so that was pretty...
That's gorgeous. And I'm guessing you're still a virgin. You would have saved yourself for the wedding night. How did that go? Was it
the whole idea of the wedding night is a whole lot of crap, really, because back in the day, back when you got married in the 60s and everyone used to save themselves, the wedding night. And on your wedding night, our friends were like, oh, you guys better get at it. We had sex that morning. It's like I've had sex with her plenty of times. Yes. I don't need to do it while I'm drunk late at night. I can wait until the next day.
She would have been tired. It's been a big day.
Tell you what, we went to a restaurant afterwards and we were sitting there and she's in her lovely wedding dress and she looked beautiful and all that type of stuff. And then we had food and I was a bit drunk and we had like one of those salads that they call a salad, which is like tomatoes mozzarella, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was scraping up all the food with me hand and eating it like an adult, you know. And then I had my napkin down by the side of me. We were in a booth and I went to pick up my napkin to clean my hands and then I realized it was her wedding dress.
Oh my God. You did not.
Yeah, just tomato sauce. Just like, no. A look of horror. I just looked at her like, that's what I've done.
Oh, Jim Jeffries.
Dude, the shortest marriage in history.
Hey, what did you wear, Jim? Sorry, I love to find out all the details. Go. What did you wear?
I wore a 3-piece suit. She bought an expensive dress that she's going to wear once.
Yeah.
I wore a suit that I've already worn to a funeral. You know what I mean? It's like my outfit is for weddings, funerals, and for me to be buried in. Her outfit was way more expensive, and then she wore it the once.
That suit will see some action. That'll get that suit down to forensics. Yeah. Now, we should point out, too, you went to Vegas for the wedding. Did you do the drive-through? Did you paint the picture?
We went to the little white chapel where they have the drive-in. And all the successful marriages were there. Michael Jordan's first marriage, Britney Spears' marriage that lasted a couple of days. Yep. Bruce Willis and Demi Moore, they were all there. They all did it. They must be doing, I'm not kidding, they've got four chapels in there. They must be doing maybe 80 weddings a day, and it's like being at the DMV.
Wow.
Yeah.
I had no idea there was that many.
You get 15 minutes, and they're backed up, and there's all these people just sitting around. We're all in masks, and everyone thinks it's their special day. And they have an Elvis impersonator that can give your bride away or can do the ceremony for you. And I didn't get the Elvis impersonator, but I watched an Elvis wedding, and the song he sang afterwards was, "You're caught in a trap, you can't get..." And I'm like, pick your song, Elvis, pick your song.
Was it young Elvis or old Elvis?
Look, this is the thing with Elvis impersonators. They're all in their 60s. Yeah. Elvis died when he was like 42 or something like that, right?
Yeah.
And these guys are old as balls, and they're just sitting there going, oh. They're all very old. And they do fat Elvis. No one does young, Elvis because no one's young, thin Elvis impersonator.
It's hard to upkeep that.
Got that right. Now, listen, what about a Bucks party, you bastard? The Jim Jeffries Bucks party in Vegas. Wow. I'll be livid if this has gone ahead.
Because of COVID, we couldn't do it. So I just got eight of me mates and we went out to Joshua Tree in the desert.
Wow. Oh,
and we took a whole lot of magic mushrooms and looked at bats the whole time. And so we looked at all these bats flying around while we were on magic mushrooms. And I turned to me mates and I said, "Oh, I won't be able to do this in a couple of weeks. The old ball and chain won't let me look at bats while I'm high."
Your lifestyle has been reined in. What is your opinion on these? It's a bit of a trend now with Bucks parties to either A, invite the father of the bride. Or having what a Hucks party is, which is like a combined hens and bucks. To me, no good can come of this.
Those people are no good. I'll tell you what, many years ago, I wrote a sitcom that I sold this pilot sitcom. I sold the script and we were in production and then the management at the channel changed. And the premise of the sitcom was that I was the original member from the Thunder from Down Under.
Right.
And now I look like this. And then, you know, obviously I was kicked out of this stripper group. So I went along to watch the Thunder from Down Under. And it was me and the other bloke I was writing it with. And we were sitting at the back of the room. And it was all just women. Now, I always thought women behaved a lot better than men.
Come on.
When we're not around, they're horrible creatures. they had a no touching policy, but everyone was touching. Now the Thunder from Down Under, they did one routine where they all came out in suits. And they ripped off the pants, all that type of stuff. And it was called 50 Shades of G'day. I couldn't be more ashamed to be Australian. I was just sitting there going, oh, God, this is what they think of us. The women bring the mother-in-law and they bring their mother and all that type of stuff like that. And the guy comes out, "You're all here. You're out for the night. You know, you're here with your mother-in-law, you're here with your mother, you're here with all your friends, but you know who's not here? Your boyfriends and your f***ing husbands, so grab away."
I cannot wait to get there.
Jim, for some strange reason, I went to the Chippendales in Fremantle once.
Yeah.
And
okay.
It was hilarious. Yeah, it's a long story. But I got out
that
of there.
That gives the word dockers in you.
I have never seen anything like it. The behaviour was off the charts. It was too much. Hey, mate, can you hang around? We're going to speak to you some more. I want to ask you about an invite you got onto a reality TV program, which is making my head spin.
Okay. Hang on a bit.
Jim Jefferies is with us.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's Jim Jefferies joining us right now with Jane Kennedy McMalloy.
He's changed since he got married.
Oh, yeah,
I don't recognise him anymore. He just seems a bit more conservative or something.
I can't wait to go out to Joshua Tree. That is my dream now. God, I'm hanging out.
I go out to Joshua Tree and watch the Thunder from Down Under. I can make that happen.
There's a double.
From Down Under. I would kill to see that sitcom, by the way.
The whole thing.
Get that up and running. Now, speaking of TV, true or false, we've been listening to your podcast, of course.
I don't know about that, which sounds like I don't know about my podcast, but it's called I Don't Know About That.
Yeah. I Don't Know About That. Can't wait. Now, you were invited onto a reality TV program, which I would pay big money to see. We've got a grab, and then we'll ask you about it.
Yeah. I had an inquiry for me to be on I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here in Australia.
Oh,
I don't want to sit in a jungle and eat
f***ing bugs. And to our Australian listeners, several reasons. I don't want to f***ing eat animals. Plus, I don't think I have a personality that should be filmed for 24 hours a day. I'm really a one-hour guy.
I disagree.
Did you contemplate it at all?
I stand by that.
Did you contemplate it at all? Was there any interest of you going, oh, I could go in there and tip that upside down?
No. Look, what good could come out of it? You know what I mean? Like, I wasn't being offered Shane Warne money. I was about to ask you that. I was offered, you know, Steve Waugh money.
But Warney got to have fags outside with the security guards because he said it was for his mental health that he had to keep on the cigarettes while he was in there.
I thought he was still doing the Nicorette commercials. What happened to that?
Yeah. That's another lifetime ago. I'd go and I'm a celebrity, and if I did in the jungle, I'd kill all the men and keep all the women to spread my seed. Do you know what I mean? Just a few heads on pikes. You know, get a bit of a Game of Thrones vibe going.
You just would not last 1 second in there, Mick Molloy.
The only reality show, Jim, I've ever been asked to do was a show called Celebrity Overhaul.
Right.
Where they basically get a big fat celebrity on and try and make them lose weight.
Oh, so it's one of those renovation shows.
Yeah. That's right. Hey, Jim, did you watch any of yesterday's debacle?
Oh, the debate.
Yeah.
This is the problem, right? This is the problem. Biden tried to be sensible and say, as American people, you deserve better. Your health care. Don't piss around with health care. Just go, you don't pay taxes, you dodge the draft, you hate black people. And then whatever something said, just say that over and over and over again like a mantra and you'll be fine. But Biden did the stupid thing of trying to be reasonable.
Yeah.
That's right. That doesn't fly in the States at the moment. I saw it. It was like two doddery old men. They need to sexy it up a bit. Someone needs to bite that off a bat. You know what I mean? Just as a big finish.
There needs to be an age limit to being the president, right? Sure. Because I look at my dad. My dad's 78, and he finds simple concepts very confusing. And he's not officially senile, but just simple things like, this is how FaceTime works.
Yeah.
This is the internet. This is how you get porn. Things like that. My dad can't grasp, but he really wants to grasp those concepts.
Yep.
And now you expect someone of that age to run the world.
Yeah.
The whole idea, like, one stage Biden went, what's the question?
he was like under attack. He looked like he was in the middle of something.
I think Kamala Harris will do a lot better against Pence. Mostly because Pence hasn't been allowed to be alone with a woman for this long. You know,
social distancing will hopefully help that.
Yeah, he'll find this very confusing. He'll want to ask his wife what's going on.
Yeah. He needs to loosen up too. He should come out like Iggy Pop with no top on, I reckon, and just and maybe a bit of stage diving from Pence.
His face always looks like he's about to have a poo. He's very...
You've nailed it again, Jim. Anything else we need to know about? Are you having fun? LA's going well for you at the moment.
LA's going fine. The bushfires are over.
Yep.
It's all good. The Dodgers are in the playoffs. I'm married. I couldn't be happier.
Good for you.
It's your world and we just live in it. Good on you, Jim. Thanks for your time again, mate.
Thanks for having
Congratulations
me.
Congratulations again.
Hey.
Bye.
Jim Jefferies there. It's Kennedy Molloy.
A drive home with a show motto is what could possibly go wrong? This is Kennedy Molloy. Mick and Jane, Gone Wild.
Jane, it's our special bird edition.
Yes.
I think you mean avian edition, Mick and Jane.
Sounding like avian. A dickhead edition right now.
It's a budgie owner. I'm an avian enthusiast.
You're a budgie owner.
Oh, no.
Do budgies swoop?
No, they don't.
What do budgies do?
They crapping on newspapers.
Yeah, they love me. So when I come to the cage, they'll fling to the cage, knowing that I'm going to bring some seed and some celery, which they love to eat.
So they don't love you. They love the food.
They love the company. They love each other. They're great pets. I tell you what. If you want to get a pet that's low maintenance, get a budgie.
Are they allowed out? Do you let them out?
No, they'll fly away. Yeah, I wouldn't let them.
They definitely don't like you. So what you're saying is they only give you the time of day because you've got food, and if you open the door, they just piss off.
Pretty much.
Anyway, well, if this is the bird edition, I thought we might kick it off.
Indignant.
No,
he's upset now. Sorry. Okay, kick it off,
We're going to kick it off with my favourite story of the week. It is the young boy screaming after being swooped by a magpie, filmed by his father, not intervening, by the way.
Along.
Poor kid.
Nothing like a kid in distress.
It's on the terrible scooter, and it looks so. He did have a helmet on, yeah. So you know it wasn't that.
Well, what
serious.
Other animals swoop?
Bats? Do they swoop?
Plovers? They swoop.
Oh yeah, plovers
they never
swoop.
Say plover. A pelican? Well, would a pelican swoop?
I don't know.
Oh, I'd love to get swooped by a pelican
with its big gullet.
Massive bird. Oh, man,
they are amazing.
They're prehistoric, aren't they?
Oh, totally prehistoric. Yeah.
A flamingo? Does a flamingo, would a flamingo swoop?
Now, I was going to go to a story about swans.
Okay.
I don't like swans, by the way.
They look so regal.
They're overrated.
And
they're
the idea, yes.
They're overrated. They're like strawberries in a fruit bowl. they take all the glory. They take all the top end.
It's pretty funny when you see a kid feeding it bread, by a lake, and it eats the kid's hand. That still makes me laugh.
They're really angry.
They're very protective of their cygnets. That's a baby swan, Mick.
That's true. We're trying to work out, can you eat a swan?
Can you eat a swan?
Can't apparently. Well,
if you can eat a duck, you should be able to eat a swan.
No, French bird where they that creepy dinner parties, the ortolan, and they put the napkin over their head.
Don't look at me.
Don't look at me while I chow down.
I think that's eating a live bird in an egg, isn't it? So it's the bird's in the egg, and you actually crack the egg.
And you then eat the flesh. Hey, can I tell you?
My tummy's rumbling.
Our producing team's red hot today. Mm. Apparently, they've just told me this, only the queen is allowed to eat swan in the Commonwealth.
Why does she get the...
She can have a cucumber and swan sandwich, can she?
What a perk.
That's jeepers.
You might go to the Queen's for some swan.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you what, if you want
a
swan...
If you get like a colonel. If the colonel released a limited range swan.
That's true. That's a big leg, too.
A swan zingerburger.
That's a big leg.
That's a big foot.
Drumstick.
The reason why I'm talking about swans is that you can buy one in Florida because apparently it costs $10,000 a year to feed a whole bunch of birds the swans.
Right.
And so they go, let's just sell them off. So if you want one.
Okay. The city has about 80 swans right now, but they only have enough habitat for 45 to 50 birds. In 2011, the city sold swans for $300 each.
Okay, a couple of questions. $10,000 a year to feed a swan.
To feed the swans and care for them in the park.
Bread. It's one old man.
That's what the city's saying. The officials.
Making up bits of bread and chucking it in the lake.
I agree with you.
$10,000.
I agree with you, buddy. Don't worry about that.
They'll chase you away from the lake.
Well, people say, what can you owners do with them, apart from eat them? Some are using them in wedding venues, funeral or nursing homes as well.
You're one of those watchdog gooses.
They can be savage too.
All right, now we have another. This is my favourite story too. Yeah.
This is from a zoo over in England. We've got the report.
Five African grey parrots were adopted by the Lincolnshire Wildlife Park in August and placed in quarantine together. But when they moved into the main outdoor aviaries, they started swearing at visitors. It's also home to the parrot that went viral on social media with his version of Beyoncé's If I Were a Boy.
If I Were a Boy.
Where do you want to start?
There's a lot to unpack there. Firstly, let's just talk about the swearing parrots.
They're swearing. It's saying,
that is hilarious.
F off, you fat tar. It's said to a woman walking past. So they've obviously been trained by their previous owners. And they've
that is so funny.
And they just haul off. How much fun would that be to go down to that zoo and listen to the parrots? Great voice.
I feel really weirded out. They're separating them, I think, so that they're not together because I think it's only when the five of them are together they stir each other up. So they're putting some down one end of the park.
That'll result in some fiery language.
Yeah, that's right.
Over the whole wilderness park.
All right. And what's the other one doing? What about the singer? Soulful.
I would listen to an album of parrots singing cover versions. I would.
What songs would you, if you were releasing an album of parrot songs, what artists would you get?
I think it would Near, Far, Wherever You Are. That would be one.
Foo Fighters? Do some Foo Fighters.
Why don't we call Michael Gudinski?
I think Michael Gudinski would be able to make this parrot
Can you guys
star.
Call Michael?
Can you get him on the line?
On the line?
He'd be able to make a star. He'd know how to market the parrot. Yes. Came up with a very good idea for an album cover design. It put a tour together.
And, you know, and a COVID-safe atmosphere. Of course. So you could have the bird isolated.
In a big cage.
In a big cage on the stage.
Oh, I love it. Is he there?
Hang on. You got him there? Michael Gudinski joins us now.
Are you there?
I think I am.
Why are you nervous? You sound nervous when you're talking to Mr. Malloy.
No. I just can't believe that you never ring me about anything serious.
Mate, this is very, very serious. We have unearthed a new artist, and we want to shop her to you first because we feel you go to the king. You go to the top of the hill. Mm. If anyone can make this work, you're the man.
As long as it's not you singing or have anything to do with it.
I'm not singing.
Well, I see an album in this next artist we're about to play for you, Michael. So
are you ready?
I feel very positive about
it. Now, what do you do? You know, put your thinking cap on, your work cap on, and work your way through this. It's a parrot that sings Beyonce. Now, just
Harris.
A parrot that sings Beyonce. But I tell you, you pick the difference. Have a listen. Think about it. It's going to save you a lot of touring costs. And if this works, you could do it with Bruce. You don't have to bring Bruce out.
How you've twisted this to get to Bruce Springsteen, I know. With all respect, I'm reserving my judgment due to animal rights. Is that for real?
That's for real.
It is.
They're like a really filthy Dave and Mabel.
But I'll tell you what, it'd be a lot cheaper to tour than Beyonce.
Yeah. It's a lot cheaper than touring Beyonce.
Well, we
and
thought.
That was pretty well straight on it. And you could have a couple of little backing parrots as well.
It is unbelievable. I'll only do it if Jane would come to introduce it, but it sounds like an absolutely no-brainer to me.
And I am available as a support act if you want to have a little listen to this. Here we go.
I'm standing in your heart. I do hope you have the time.
I'm sorry, Michael. He made me do it.
He does it all the time, Mick. You're in the cage next to the parrot. Get on your
eyes. See ya.
This is Kennedy Malloy.
It's a voice.
The parrot version of Beyonce. I'm warming to it.
I would like to put the parrot on our playlist.
Okay. For Oztober.
On Triple M. Triple M brings you Parrot.
Rocktober. Parrot Saturday.
Correct. That would be cool. Wrong?
We talked about Swan.
Yeah.
The swan, the noble swan, the nasty swan.
Yeah. Well, I was flipping about it, and I love all animals, and I do love swans, but they get a bit...
It.
Very graceful.
Eating it, but only the queen's allowed to eat it.
Only the queen is allowed to eat it, which doesn't...
Which is ridiculous.
Doesn't seem fair. Imagine her just sitting at the head of the table with
it. Well, what does swan taste like?
Everyone else has got like a little...
a little...
yeah, quail.
A quail.
Quail. And she's got the swan.
She's up there tucking into a swan.
Yeah, that doesn't seem fair. Although she is the queen. Yeah.
So we've got us thinking about what it would taste like. Is it like duck? Is it the thing? Who's had it? Robert.
Guinea fowl.
He's on the line. And Robert, you have eaten swan, you say?
G'day, Mick, Jane and Dave. How are you?
Yeah,
so good. What happened?
What was the occasion?
Okay, so every year they put new rings on all the young cygnets that are born on the River Thames. Mm. And to commemorate this, they have a banquet. And it's only done by the Honourable Dyer's Company, of which my father-in-law is a member.
Yeah.
And his father was, and I would be if I was still living in England.
Yep.
But so they have a big banquet, and they get given, by special permission, the Queen, to have three swans that they can cook at this banquet.
Sounds sick. That's rank.
I'm seeing it like a Henry VIII style, like a big banquet table down by the Thames, just with big swans everywhere.
Oh, my
everywhere.
God. And what did they say it tasted like?
Yeah.
So, if you imagine goose, have you had goose before?
I have had it.
Yeah, I was there at the dinner.
You've had it.
As a son-in-law, I was given I was allowed to go to the thing.
And what do you have? The drumstick? Do you have the drumstick?
How'd you have it?
So they actually made a tureen. So they have to get three swans. They have to kind of make it go the distance between a banquet with about 300 people there. So they made it into a tureen, and naturally there's a little bit of quite a lot of other stuffing in there as well to make
bulk it
go
up.
The distance. Yeah.
Right. What's it taste like?
Like goose. So imagine like a slightly richer duck. Like, you know, it's pretty tasty. It's pretty good.
Imagine if you put your swan in the turducken, which is your turkey, duck, chicken, and then you put a swan in there as well.
I think you can get something like that from Fortnum and Mason in London, which starts with the swan, and then you get the, and it goes white duck, meat, white duck, and it's like you end up with a little quail.
And we just
a shout out today. Case of Brick Lane as well.
Happy Vegetarian Day, everybody.
Two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
Thanks to Neds, and you can find the perfect match to your form preferences very easily with the Neds filter form. Neds.com.au.
Good on you, Neds. Yeah. I'm going to go for a straight six.
Are you really?
That's how much faith I trust in Neds and the nerds down at the IT centre at Neds who have constructed the most brilliant app that takes all the heavy lifting out of it. You just basically turn up, look good, have a drink, pull out your phone, go to the app, and punch in some details, and it will come straight back at you with the best bets of the day, whether it's NRL, AFL, if you're on the punt. It's that time of year to bonkers on track.
All you have to do is you get the app. It's so easy to use. I've been using it, and you don't have to have form guides in your hand. Mick, you pointed this out, just say you're at the races and you've got lots of things. Boys have got their sunglasses, they've got a drink, they've got a pen, they've got the form guide.
I get sick of patting myself down.
Where's my form guide?
Where's my sunnies go? Oh, they're on my head. Oh, no, now what do I do? Oh, now I need the racing guide.
That's right. And you can get your range of form preferences, and it can be everything from the track wins to the wins last start and the track conditions. It's just to name a few.
Yeah, and it'll come in handy because you'll know your horse has won, even if the caller is a little distracted at the time because there's a possum in the box.
What?
Third, the leaders back, Soho Aphrodite, one by one as they go to the turn out of the straight. There's a possum in the box. Can you believe it? I've never seen this in my life. Get rid of it quickly. Oh, down the back straight they go. Another left to run. And the leader, it was Lady Erica Lombo. Shut the door. At the 400 metres, She's All Attitude going great guns. As they run to the turn, She's All Attitude's in front. I know you think I'm joking, but I'm not. There was a possum in the box. At the turn, She's All Attitude leads. Miss Worthy Whitby is trying to close. They'll fight it out.
There you go. There's a possum in the box. Who cares? I've got the Neds app.
That's good to go. Who's the winner now?
Yeah, it's like, as I said, gambling Tinder. It's just get on board.
You find out all you need to know. Super easy. Go to neds.com.au.
T's and C's apply. Gamble responsibly. If you need help, call the National Problem Gambling Hotline on 1800 858 858 or head to gamblinghelpline.org.au.
Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy, two comedy greats and even better mates. This is Kennedy Malloy.
There's another show done for the day. Kennedy Malloy, Jane Kennedy and Mick Malloy.
What's on tomorrow's show, Dave?
Jane.
Oh, come on, where's the support?
I love this guy.
We support you.
You learn a lot about someone when they decide to go rogue.
Yeah. But maybe he wanted me. John Bon Jovi might have just, he knew that, you know.
Said he wanted me to fly to Nashville to go to the hotel that he wrote one of his albums for.
Yeah, but that's weird.
I sat on the end of his bed while we chatted about the record.
Will you sit on the end of his bed?
I will never kiss and tell.
Thank you very much. I didn't say anything about kissing. I just said it's an expression, you goose. What are you doing?
It's an expression.
He's pretty dreamy though, isn't he? Like he's, you know.
I can't wait. He's in good nick too. I'm going to talk to him tomorrow morning.
You'll need a can of capsicum spray by the sound of it.
Well, lucky it's Zoom then.
What are you going to ask him? Pretend I'm John Bon Jovi. Ask me a question.
All right.
Go.
Can you take your top off? Too soon? Too harsh? You don't do that.
Don't open with that. Just warm him up a little
bit. All right.
What's your new album, blah, blah.
I want to find out that how his COVID's affected him. Yeah. And he's been happily married for many years. He married his childhood sweetheart, I have to say.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm sure he's got a mistress. He'll have a mistress.
He won't have a mistress.
Right, he's very faithful.
He is very faithful. He keeps the faith.
Has he got his hair back long again? Because it was very short there for a while.
He's gone gentlemanly grey.
Yeah. Mm. Suits him too, I reckon.
He's the silver fox.
Yeah. He'll go bald soon.
It's not going to happen, I can see.
You look like the dad from Mork and Mindy.
You're trying to put me off interviewing him, and it's not working. And anyway, I'll take a photo.
Don't look him directly in the eye. He's got a bung eye. He's a ripper. Has he got a new music out or something?
Yes, I've got a new. He's done a new album, and it's actually, I've heard the album, and it's very different to other albums. And he just wants everybody to let him grow up for a start, and that he can write songs and music that's a bit more reflective. And it's called 2020 is the album. So
it's about this year. Any cowbell?
No, well,
can you,
no.
Can you put in a word for me?
I will. But the other main thing I'm going to ask him about, his son has a rosé that he's just got on the market. that might come up.
All making perfect.
Yes. It's called Hampton Water. Look out. I might have to try it in the morning.
Yeah, give it a sample. Well, that's massive. It's John Bon Jovi on the show tomorrow. We've got Clown of the Week and a whole lot more. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Kennedy Malloy.
Now you're all caught up on Kennedy Malloy. Find your perfect match to your form preferences easily with Ned's Filter Form. Gamble responsibly. 1-800-858-858.